Hello everybody, my name is Anna Kazarina and I'm a graduate student at Alcorn State University, and today I'm going to talk about microbiome associated with very important bioenergy grass at Freedom Giant, Kansas. My main point of my presentation is grass, so let's talk a little bit about it. Grasses are very important and is the largest plant family, and 6 out of 25 world crops are cultivated grasses. 25% of the land is covered by grasses. Perennial grasses are the part of natural landscape. Also, it's part of agricultural landscape and landscape made by humans. Due to abundant root system, grasses are grasses provide very important ecosystem services as improved soil system, erosion control, water retention, carbon sequestration, and it's by latest studies it shows that improved biomass, microbial biomass, and animal biomass. And in this picture, you can see the real root systems. It's not Photoshop, it's real root systems of Indian grass root, which is more than 10 feet, and blue stream grass. We all know that each plant has their own microbiota, and understanding of how the system works will help us to use the benefits for us. For example, to improve the plant health and productivity of the plant, and also for creation of synthetic microbiota and microbiome as a part of next generation agriculture. And the first step for that is creation of culture collection of these microbes. I already talked about grass and grasslands, about microbiota, about the importance of roots in this, and the future synthetic microbiota and microbiome, and this leads to my overall objective is culture collection. For my research, I choose to work with grass giant miscanthus, which is perennial worm season grass, C4 grass, and it has highest biomass yield, and it's very important for bioenergy. For my variety, I choose a new commercial variety, Freedom Giant Miscanthus. It's made specifically for southeastern United States, but grows very well in Midwest as well. It's very heat tolerant, and it grows very well in subtropical environment. For my research, I use three different geographical locations. It's Preston, Mississippi, two plots in Lorman, Mississippi, and Preston. They have all different kinds of soil. For my culture collection, I choose to work with root endophytes. Why root endophytes? It's fungi that grows inside of the root, and it knows as promotion for plant growth, for productivity, and and helping the plant to take nutrients from the soil. I wanted to maximize the diversity of my fungi by using four plots and three different locations. In Mississippi, I wanted to maximize the diversity by choosing different kinds of media for that, and also I wanted to focus on identifying dark septate endophytes, which is DSC. Why DSC? Because it found everywhere in North America, in Europe, and Asia, and specifically it works. It found in grasses, in native grasslands. We already, from previous studies, we already know that Freedom Giant Miscanthus, there is a colonization of DSC in Freedom Giant Miscanthus. And we don't know a lot about this fungi. It's very poorly studied, and we don't know the characteristics of this fungi. So how I'm going to do it? I'm going to use a quick screening this leak for absence or presence of this fungi in the root. After that, I'm going to look for specific melanized hyphae and microsclerotia, which is specifically produced by DSC fungi. And also, I'm going to understand what the relationship between plant and DSC fungi is is happening, and I'm going to do a plant challenge study, and I'm going to see on biomass. Dark triptide endophytes are a group of fungi. It's globally distributed and found everywhere. Specifically, it's found in native grasses, and actually 95% of the root system is abundant by these groups of fungi. And it's very poorly studied, and life designation function is unknown. And but we already know that they produce in their root specific melanized structures, and as melanized hyphae and microsclerotia. So here is my four hypotheses. I'm going to isolate fungi, endophytes from all my four locations, and I'm going to get sporulating and non-sporulating fungi. All four of my locations will have the common core of common fungal species. The overall collection will have DSC fungi, and I'm going to identify them, and they're going to be similar to North America and Europe grasslands endophytes, and I'm going to understand the relationship between these fungi and the plant, and understand if they, as they help plants, they have negative influence to the plant, or they neutral. And I think that the majority of them will be neutral to the plant by the biomass influence. So how I'm going to do it? I'm going to isolate from four different plots. I did it in two different seasons, in spring 2017 and summer 2017. I took 10 samples from each location. I cut them for 1 to 2 centimeters per piece. I provided surface sterilization. I plated them on 7 different media, which is high to low to nutrient content. I incubated for 2 to 3 weeks. I isolated my fungi. I purified isolates and provided morphological identification of it. Well, my results I'm very proud of. It's I plated more than 2,500 centimeters of the roots, and I isolated 550 isolates. Here is some other results by location. So here you can see that Lorman 1 has the majority, most number of my isolates, 40%. Lorman 2, 28, Mumbai 22, and Preston 10%. Here's the seasonal differences. You can see that in all locations, there is an increase during the summertime for 17 to 18% increase the number of isolates. I can easily explain it by higher activity of the roots. Here's fungal collection of spring 2017. Here's a picture of me doing my 550 isolates and smiling. Well, all my four locations have the same core of fungi. The majority of them was 36% was white non-sporulating fungi, 20% dark non-sporulating fungi, 18% trichoderma, and 13% is pericornia. I wanted you to pay attention for these two pictures because I think it's really cool. This is the same culture, pericornia, the same plate, but the difference between two pictures is just 2 weeks. So you can imagine the rate of growth of this fungi. Here, because I use 7 different kinds of media, I wanted to know which one will be the best for my isolation. So I understand that mold yeast extract will be the best for my isolation. I got 21% from all my isolates from mold yeast extract. Corn meal agar was 17% and PDA was 15%. PDA, potato dextrose agar. And here's a picture of my 7 different kinds of media. They have different colors. It was pretty cool and colorful. Well, here is information about the species of isolates and which media was the best for isolation. For example, I got 20% of all my pericorneas from cornmeal agar media, and for example, trichoderma, rose Bengal agar, I got 15% of all my isolates of trichoderma. Here is some information, putative DSC fungi. In this picture, you can see the DSC collection from Europe, and here is my isolate on this both sides. And you can see that The dark cedars that I isolated from Europe was very similar to the dark cedars that I isolated. So I don't know for sure that it's the same kind, but I will know. But they have similar morphological structure, and they look very similar. But for sure, I will know only after DNA sequencing of this fungi. Well, yes, I isolated non-spirulating and spirulating fungi from all my locations. They have core fungi. They all have core fungal species, and I provided morphological and metabolic characteristics of it. Pericornia microspinosa dexidia are very common in root endophytes, and the test for similarity of my fungi in Europe isolates is ongoing. Also, I'm going to do plant challenge study and coach postulate, and a test is ongoing. You can see here the picture of giant miscanthus of seeds that are in the process of germination. My future results, I'm going to identify DSCVs quick leak screening. I'm going to do DNA sequencing for this for my fungi. I'm going to identify my metabolic and biochemical characteristics, and I'm going to compare them with native grasslands DSC. And fungal, also I will do the plant challenge study and identify the characteristics and the behavior of this fungi. Well, here is a picture of biochemical test that's in process right now, 36 different carbon sources and different species of trichoderma by morphological differences. Here is it's all ongoing. So thank you so much for our fundings, and we might be here, and thank you so much for your attention. I would like to answer all your questions. Peace. <Yes. laughs>